Fushiogami Oji is located at the short stone staircase in front of the rest area. After struggling hundreds of kilometers, pilgrims finally catch their first glimpse of their destination far off in the valley below, the Grand Shrine Kumano Hongu Taisha. Behind it, layers of rugged mountains stretch endlessly into the horizon. People overwhelmed with emotion would fall to their knees in prayer. This Oji's name derives from the verb fushiogamu, which means to kneel and worship. About 100 years ago, the Grand Shrine was damaged in a flood and moved to its present site. The original shrine grounds is called Oyunohara and is the furthest and lowest grouping of trees that you can see in the valley below. There is a legend that took place here at Fushiogami Oji that epitomizes Kumano. 1,000 years ago, Izumi Shikibu, a famous female poet, was on pilgrimage and started to menstruate at Fushiogami Oji. Purification is an important element in Japanese religion. Blood is considered impure, and therefore women having their menstrual period were not allowed to worship. She was terribly distraught at not being able to pay homage and composed a poem in her distress. Hare yaranu miniyuki gumo no tanabikite, tsuki no sawari to naru zo kanashiki. Beneath unclear skies, my body obscured by drifting clouds, I am saddened that my monthly abstraction has begun. That night, the Kumano deity came to her and replied, Morotomo ni chiri ni majiwaru kami nareba, tsuki no sawari to nanika kurushiki. How could the god who mingles with the dust suffer because of your monthly obstruction? Even deities suffer from impurity, so who am I to judge who can and can't worship? In essence, the meaning is to please come as you are. Kumano does not exclude anyone from worshiping here. Compared with other sacred sites in Japan, where women were banned, anyone was welcome in Kumano regardless of sect, class, or gender. Openness and acceptance is a fundamental theme of the Kumano faith. A monument to Izumi Shikibu is located here at the lookout point.